Great day, amazing human. Yes, welcome to Empowered Up My Skin podcast, where our mission is to help 1 billion people in this world think in more empowering ways. Empowered humans empower humans. So you are in the right place to become a lead domino for empowerment today. My name is Nkechi Mwafa Robinson. I'm not only your host, but I am a vibrant optimist obsessed to bring you empowering content with every single episode. We will bring you weekly content alternating between longer episodes with featured guests and a shorter episode called Empowering Bites, where I will be joined by my co-host, Gabby Memone. So if you're ready, let the show begin. Yes, great day, amazing humans. Welcome to the next episode of Empowering Bites. And I am joined by the marvelous, the scrumptious, the effervescent, the miraculous, the kindness queen, the 444 protection. You are heavenly, divine, and wonderfully made. And perfected in all sins, awesome. Gabriella.
Now that is an opening. I would love for you to introduce me when I am speaking next. Oh, girl. That was awesome. That was awesome. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I'm going to let the listeners and the viewers know that you are going to see us in the same outfit. A couple of times.
Yes.
Because we are batching episodes today. Because that's how we get it done.
Yep.
And we can't. She's outside. I'm inside. And so we're batching episodes today. And I am not going to go and change. I don't have that kind of capacity today.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I have a couple of bees around me. So sorry if you see me fly sweaty.
She doesn't even have another shirt. Okay. Like she's out in the wilderness and she's thugging it with the bees.
I am.
One shirt. That's okay. One shirt. So it'd be odd if I go and change and she can't change. They'd be like, what? The co-host doesn't.
Yeah.
Anyway. So I think I did the last intro of the episode that we were doing. So
okay.
you want to let the amazing humans know what we're talking about today?
Oh, I would love to let them know. So think about what you're going through.
Yes.
Think about what you're going through in your life. We're just halfway through the year now. Just halfway through the year. Okay. Yes. And sometimes people can be defined by what they're going through or what their circumstance is. Mm-hmm. So today's topic is
Don't become what you're going through.
Exactly. Do not become what you are going
Separate
through.
Separate the two.
So let's talk about it.
So I'm going to start with something that you kind of mentioned in the B-roll because I absolutely love it. So when I'm interviewing somebody, and I think that's why I also start the guest episode with what's your most empowering thought that you've had of the day so far, right? Like something to like connect them with self. Maybe I need to start to introduce that into my interviews. but typically I start an interview and I say, you know, I give them context, right? Like I've read your bio. We've researched you on LinkedIn. We read all your credentials. Mm-hmm. What I wanted you to talk to me about is tell me about what we get when we get you. Like, who are you? You know?
Yeah.
And still, they start going through their credentials. Like,
okay.
And it's so funny because my team and I now have a chat because because they were like, why do you do? Because I have to even explain to the amazing humans I worked with, like, why do I do that? And I said, because so many people start with the doing and not the being.
Yes.
And I said that anytime somebody asks you to introduce yourself, you should be talking about the being. When they say, what do you do? Then you can talk about what you're paid for, you know?
Sure.
And it's in the being that we can articulate what we're made for. So I want to start with that. Like, I think that that's kind of, whatever you are going through in the sense of, we'll talk about it on two fronts, like the work that you do, that's not who you are. That's not your identity. Uh-huh. You know, it's not stuck in that, you know? But more so, I think the essence of this theme is also about if you're going through a difficult season in life, like a, could be whatever, like a separation. It could be job loss. It could be an illness. It could be like, don't become what you're going through.
Yep.
Right. Like, and you know, when you do, like, you know, when you're walking around, like you're a divorce, you know, you know, when you walking around, like you are the flu.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Like,
but what if you stayed very much, like, I often say it, like, I think we've talked about that in an episode a long time ago, so I'm entitled to say it again today, but whatever falls, I am, you become. And so if you say, I am tired, which, listeners, I don't know when you're listening to this today, but it's quite possible that somebody asks you how you're doing and you're just like, oh, I'm tired. And when you think about, like, you say, I'm tired, does it ever really elicit, like, extreme happiness and joy and excitement and, you know, fundamental, like, blazing energy in other people? Or do suddenly people join you in the, oh yeah, I know, I'm tired too. And it's like, you slump into it. You don't rise into I'm tired. You slump into I'm tired, right? And so whatever you say after I am, you become. So you can just, even if you are feeling tired, you can say, you know, I am an amazing human and I need more rest.
Yes.
And the activity is getting yourself more rest. You are more likely to get more rest than if you walk through your day, I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired. Yep. But if you say, I need more rest, then subconsciously you start to think about, okay, I need to schedule some rest today. And it could be in the form of a nap. It could be an early bedtime, but, you know, but it's, at least you didn't walk through the day feeling tired.
You're absolutely right, because circumstances are conditions. They're temporary, they're external, but you, your values, your potential, your kindness, your voice, that's internal. That's unshakable if you let it be that way.
Yes. And you could talk about it, because you have, even with your situation, your condition about MS.
Yeah, you know, for sure.
And, you know, have you met people on your journey who, And I say this respectfully, but we're MS versus somebody that was experiencing MS.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. In fact, Montel Williams has MS, and he has a really powerful quote. And his quote is, I may have MS, but MS does not have me. And it's so powerful, because we can relate that to anything. You know, you are not your circumstance. You're not your bank account. You're not your job title. Mm-hmm. You're not your trauma. You're not your diagnosis. You're not your mistakes. And you're not your environment, right? Like we just said, circumstances are conditions. They're temporary. They're external. Now, in my situation, I have multiple sclerosis. That's not temporary. There is no cure. I live with it. I shouldn't say we'll have it forever. Who knows what the future will hold. But my point here is that the circumstances not describe our situation. It's not our identity. And you know, that's such a powerful, powerful statement. If we can really, truly embody what is our identity, it's not what we've just mentioned, disability and trauma and circumstances.
And the other thing I would say is, and why I think it's also important, if you start to think about it, you're insecure. Like if ever you feel insecure, and I know this, right? Because I'm going through something. And so I can honestly ask myself, okay, in the moments where I'm feeling a little bit of insecurity, a little bit like just unsure of myself, it's in that moment, I bet you there's something that I'm thinking about that my identity is secured to. And so if your identity is secured to something that's insecure, then guess what happens? You become insecure, right?
Yes.
And so, and you could feel like, if you start to really wrap your head around that and you start to walk through your day, like in those moments of insecurity, just pause and say, right now, what am I feeling like? It could be, I'm feeling like the email I just received from a coworker that, you know, triggered me or something like that. Like you could be feeling triggered. Yeah. Okay. What triggered you? I got triggered because of X. Okay. Where's your identity? Like, what is it about X that triggered you? Because that is what that your identity in that moment is locked in, is intertwined with that. Right. And there might be an opportunity to do some type of release work.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I would really ask the listeners and the people that are watching, when you take a look at what you're going through, you know, do you wake up each day believing that you're stuck because of maybe where you came from or what you've been through or where you are right now? And here is the truth. The circumstances that you're in are describing your actual situation, not your identity. Okay. Let me say that again. Your circumstances describe your situation, not your identity. And so it's important that we don't feel lost, but rather take advantage of the lessons, take advantage of whatever we can do to be the author, not the setting.
Ooh, you know what I mean by that? I love that.
Oh, I just made that up. I like that. Did I just say that? Yeah.
I love that. You are essentially, you know, you're not what hurt you, right? You're not what left you.
Yep.
You're not what is upset with you. You're not the delay. You're not the diagnosis. You're not the job loss. You're not, you know, you are like, you're not what they did. You are so much more than any of that, you know? And so it's really, really important to do the work to understand what your identity is tied to. My identity, like for a long time, and like sometimes think about your story. Like what do you have on repeat as it relates to your narrative? I know that in the season I'm in now, you know, as I observe myself, I'm seeing certain things that my identity is still connected to. And I'll tell you, like in this moment, that's why I love The Untethered Soul, that book, because that is a release of identity. You know, it is that opportunity to untether yourself from anything other than what I truly do believe is the biggest I am statement from that book, which I am the one who sees. And so from in here somewhere, I am the one who looks out and I'm aware of the events, the circumstances and the experiences that are passing before me, right? Like when you can start to sit back and observe yourself going through whatever you're going through, guess what? You've untethered yourself from that. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like we've also had this conversation. It's almost like feedback. People become the feedback they receive. And I often, you know, for myself and everyone, I'm like, feedback is it's only data. And there's nothing about that data that says you must ingest it, that you must drink it, especially blindly. So before you gulp back, like, you know, some data, like feedback from somebody, one, recognize that every human is flawed. So you're receiving feedback from a flawed human, right? And two, not every feedback needs to be received, ingested, right? Like, I think it could be, I think, examine it, explore it, be curious about it, ask questions about it, right? Like before, and decide what you need in order to help you become more. Because I do believe, what is it that you always said? Ideally, the responsibility of a human is to leave another human in the space of increase.
Oh, yes, exactly. That's what we have to do. We have to leave people in a position of increase. That is exactly what we need to do when we go through these transactions. And so when you are going through something, and I remember when I was going through my diagnosis, here I am 21 years later, I still have it. But what helped me is I acknowledged it. I acknowledged it, but I didn't absorb it. And I think the difference there is it's what I was going through, but it's not who I am. And I think that's the difference when we take a look at our identity. You know, what would you share with someone to end this episode? For someone that's struggling with maybe their identity or they're going through something, what advice would you give them?
Yeah, I mean, the title says it all. Like, you aren't, like, if you could just take a step back, you aren't what you are going through, right? And so, you know, if you can just sort of do, like, an exercise whereby you close your eyes and, like, pull back from the situation and start to look at the situation from you, looking out, right, at the situation. And then start to observe, and then with you in the situation. So observe how you're going through it, you know, and talk to that person. Like, okay, where are you feeling in your body right now? You know, what was it about that? Like, try to start to do that. Because I think everyone can do that in the presence of self, you know. It just takes you trying. Experience it one time to actually see that it's possible. Because you aren't, beautiful. You truly are not what you're going through. You're not the hurt. You're not the pain. You're not the divorce. You're not the delay. You're not the denial. You're not the rejection. You're not even the happiness. You're not the happiness or the joy. Like, these are all feelings that you experience, you know, but you are much more than that. You are a wonderful human who deserves to observe the life that you are getting the opportunity to live in yes. the human flesh. Right. So,
yes, yes. Yeah. I loved this episode. Yes. I really do. To anyone that's listening, please, 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 please ensure that you are not your circumstance. No. Remember that.
Storms may shape you, but they don't get to name you.
Yes. That's a mic drop.
Yes. I love it. So it is. Yeah, this is where we come to the end of this episode. And this is where I say I'm Ink.
And I'm Gabby with 1B.
And we're out.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
There you have it. I trust that you are feeling more empowered in your skin. As the late Dr. Maya Angelou said, when you get, you give. When you learn, you teach. So it would mean so much for us at Empowered in My Skin, Inc. if you share this episode and tag us or teach an insight that you took from today's episode on your social and tag us. Feel free to leave us a review over at iTunes and follow us on social media at Empowered in My Skin. Finally, remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode.